Pearl, P-E-A-R-L, Hill, H-I-L-L. This is her date of birth is 6/16/49. She's a 75-year-old woman, divorced, originally from Edna, E-D-N-A, Texas, lives with her sister, who's also 72 years old. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia in 2015, period. In the past, she's continued to get worse as far as her mentation is concerned. Till about 3 months ago, she's become totally and completely incompetent. Patient is able to ambulate with help, but basically chair and bedbound, total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Also suffers from hypertension, anxiety, COPD, and behavioral issues, which have definitely gotten worse. Patient's sister, Carrie, C-A-R-Y, has decided that hospice is the way to go because she's no longer able to get out of the house. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight. She's very weak. And her Alzheimer's dementia has definitely worsening, period. The only surgery she's had is to have a child and possible back surgery years ago, vaccination up to date. Patient's sister is also quite debilitated and is scheduled for surgery sometime in the next week or so, period. She has one child, as I mentioned, but never sees her child. She is no longer able to ambulate outside the house because of behavioral issues. She becomes very combative. She sometimes doesn't allow family members to touch her or bathe her for days, period. Allergy none. Medications includes Losartan, 50 milligram once a day, Seroquel, 25 milligram a day, albuterol inhaler, Flovent inhaler, levothyroxine 50 microgram, Losartan 50 milligram, Prilosec 20 milligram. Medical problems, COPD, anxiety, hypertension, end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, hypothyroidism, history of Graves' disease, status post treatment with radioactive iodine, subsequently placed on levothyroxine. Patient, as I mentioned, is divorced. Used to be a bus driver for the Houston Independent School District, period. Today's at the time of visit, blood pressure is 166 over 88, pulse is 70, or two sides 90%. Heart positive, one positive is two, lungs, shallow breath sounds, but clear abdomen, scaphoid, non-tender, neurological, moving all four extremities, very confused, not oriented to person, place, or time. Lower extremities shows severe muscle wasting. Skin shows decreased turgor. Here we have a 75-year-old woman with history of Alzheimer's dementia, which has worsened in the past 3 weeks with significant weight loss, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, confusion, not able to mentate, not oriented to person, place, or time. Her blood pressure is elevated, not able to go to her primary care physician any longer. Family would like for patient to be cared for at home till she passes under hospice and palliative care, period. In the paragraph, I've recommended to the medical director to increase the Losartan to 100 milligrams once a day to control patient's blood pressure. Patient may benefit from increased dose of Seroquel. She's only taking 25 milligrams to help with behavioral issues. Continue with albuterol and Flovent for her COPD, period. Lotusat's marginal at this time. She also has a history of gastroesophageal reflux and hypothyroidism, period. She's no longer able to recognize family members, becomes very agitated, especially in the evening, and not oriented any longer to a person, place, or time. Overall prognosis is quite poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.